They said it could never happen.
Confidence is high. I repeat, confidence is high.
The dreaded Blagojevich Protocol.
The people of Illinois are entitled to have two United States senators represent them in Washington, D.C.
The embattled governor used his constitutional powers and appointed a new senator from Illinois.
As governor, I am required to make this appointment.
Is this a game or is it real?
Oh, it's real, all right. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's December 31st. And what a story to end the year on.
He pulled the ripcord, Blagojevich. Good morning, Adora.
He sure did. Today, the bizarre developments in the case of the embattled Illinois governor and the man that he has appointed to become a U.S. senator, the international pressure for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and the report on the Columbia space shuttle crash. Those stories are coming up. First, these headlines.
The days between Christmas and New Year's Day can sometimes be sleepy, but by appointing Roland Burris, former attorney general in Illinois, to the Senate, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich nuked the news-free zone, and he made a simple request.
Please don't allow the allegations against me to taint this good and honest man.
We'll all be learning how that's going to go. Former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris tried really hard to put some distance between himself and the allegations against the governor.
I have no relationship with that situation. I'm accepting an appointment by the governor to go to the United States Senate.
But Burris faces a chamber of senators who don't want him, including the senator from his own state, Democrat Dick Durbin. Durbin says Burris is a nice guy and all, but, well, with those tapes of the governor and all.
We will not seat his appointment to fill this vacancy. Because of the criminal complaint pending against him, arguing that he is guilty of corruption in filling this seat, because of his pending impeachment hearings, the fact that the evidence against him is in his own voice and his own words, it is clear that Rod Blagojevich has forfeited his moral authority to fill this vacancy.
Well, more details on the Blagojevich operatic, theatrical, tragedy, comedy, whatever you would call it, in just a moment.
International calls for a Gaza ceasefire are going nowhere. Israel dismissed a proposal for a two-day halt in attacks. Hundreds in Gaza are dead. Militant rocket fires continue hitting Israel. Four Israelis have died since the bombings began. Only 49 votes separate the candidates in the Minnesota Senate race. Yes, that continues. Al Franken has a slim lead over Republican incumbent Norm Coleman. But the razor-tight race is not over yet. Absentee ballot wrangling continues, and court challenges could drag the finish out for weeks. This morning, European markets are up so far on the year's final day of trading. The Asian markets that opened today closed mixed this morning.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow had a gain, about 2%. The S&P had a similar gain, and it ended at 890. And that's where it begins trading on the last day of 2008. And boy, this is a year for the books. Whatever you do on New Year's Eve, you're going to wake up on the first day of 2009 with a hangover from this year. How are you dealing with it? How do you cure the hangover that is 2008? Or just name the year. That was the year that was. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Yeah, 2008, the year of blank. Fill in the blank there. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. In Springfield, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois, yesterday, two venues, grand political theater, or for the state of Illinois, is it just business as usual? It's hard to see why anyone was surprised that Governor Rod Blagojevich used his constitutional authority He defied expectations, but again, I don't know why people expected anything other than this to happen. He appointed a respected senior statesman in Illinois politics to fill the Senate seat of President-elect Barack Obama, the seat he is, of course, accused of trying to sell. Roland Burris was the first African-American in Illinois to be elected to statewide office there. He has served as both comptroller and attorney general in that state, but the Democratic leadership in the Senate has said it won't accept anyone appointed by Blagojevich, including presumably Burris. And impeachment proceedings against the governor are continuing in the Illinois House. Joining us now from Springfield is Amanda Vinicky, where all legislators are watching this very, very closely. Now, Amanda, first of all, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good morning.
I am not only not surprised Blagojevich pulled this ripcord, I'm actually thrilled that he did, because we can talk about just all the various scenarios that, come out of this. But first of all, what was the sort of Springfield, Illinois impression? Where impeachment proceedings are underway or are trying to get started down there, of that Chicago news conference?
You know, I think that everyone is, in a sense, mind-boggled. At the same time, again, as you alluded to, no real surprise in the sense that Rod Blagojevich is known for being defiant, known for being vindictive, and really liking to get the last word in edgewise. So in a sense, this is very characteristic of how he's been the entire tenure of his governorship.
And Amanda, you really get the sense that it's kind of a small world of Illinois politics there. As dramatic as this was, there was a chummy quality to the whole news conference. Take a listen to this.
I am here to announce my intention to appoint an individual who has unquestioned integrity, extensive experience, and is a wise and distinguished senior statesman of Illinois. This man actually once was an opponent of mine for governor. So I'm here today to announce that I am appointing Roland Burris as the next United States Senator from Illinois.
You hear this sort of a startled laughter there in the background, but, all the political hacks in Chicago, they were eating it up yesterday. First of all, who is Roland Burris besides, as I mentioned, a former attorney general, former comptroller?
You know, this is a man who, as you said, is respected. And a lot of people that you hear from say, no, he should not be seated, but this is nothing against Roland Burris himself. This is because of Blagojevich. But Burris has been unsuccessful in his latter attempts to be elected to any office in Illinois. He has tried to be the mayor of Chicago. He has tried for that U.S. Senate seat through an actual election instead of being appointed. And as you said, he also has ran for governor several times, including the last one against Rod Blagojevich himself. So the last time he was actually won an election was 1990. So a lot of people, when Roland Burris came out earlier before the charges were brought against Governor Blagojevich, Roland Burris had said, I want this position. And he was an afterthought. And insiders from the Blagojevich administration have said the same thing.
Amanda, he was never really thought of. He could never have imagined that this was the scenario where he would be accepting the appointment of this nomination to be senator from Illinois. Here is him speaking yesterday in Chicago.
I am humbled to have the opportunity and promise the citizens that I will dedicate my utmost effort as a United States senator, and I will uphold the integrity of the office and ask for their continued confidence in me.
Well, integrity and confidence is really the whole issue here. What are Burris's chances? And first of all, is there any sort of Springfield angle here?
You know, again, this is against the backdrop of this impeachment trial. And so there are a lot of questions in terms of legally what can be done about this. The Secretary of State in Illinois has said that he won't certify the document that's necessary to kind of keep this process going forward. That you have the United States Senate saying we don't want to seat this guy. So there's a lot that's going to come into play with all of this. And really, at this point, nobody knows, because this is uncharted territory. I do think that you're going to have an element at play here in that Roland Burris is an African-American, and there have been widespread calls from a lot of African-American groups and, you know, communities and lawmakers saying that the replacement for Barack Obama should be an African-American, as Obama was the only black individual in the United States Senate.
But it's not like Burris, he's the only. It's not like Burris is the only African American in the state of Illinois.
Exactly. But you already have another Illinois congressman that's saying he's going to go forward and ask the black congressional caucus to get behind this and support Burris. And
so Bobby
Rush.
That
element may
about,
come into play.
You're talking about Bobby Rush. Yeah, we're going to have more details on that aspect of the story a little bit later on. Dick Durbin has weighed in and said, no way is this going to happen. He's the other senator from the state of Illinois. What does that mean?
You know, you have everybody, Dick Durbin, as well as everybody else that's coming against this. And again, you have a governor who is defiant and doesn't seem to care. And so I really do think this is going to come in terms of playing out legally. What happens if, for instance, Roland Burris decides, I really, really want to keep this seat. And even if Blagojevich were to be impeached and the lieutenant governor were to take over and appoint someone else, if Burris would say, no, I have been legally appointed by a sitting governor. I think that this is going to be something that everybody's eyes are on, because it matters to Illinois, but it's also matters to the entire nation, in the sense that this is one spot in the United States Senate, and of course affecting the Obama administration, where no matter what he does and what statements he makes, his Illinois past and counterparts and this whole, as you said, it's kind of this insider's group and club is following him every way that he goes and trying to begin a new administration.
Before you even get to whether or not the governor is impeached, I mean, the question right now is whether or not he can legally appoint Burris and whether there's anything that any lawmaker in the state of Illinois can do about it.
I do think right now, as governor, he has the ability to make that appointment. The question is in terms of where if that can be stopped in any way. It's Will the Secretary of State not signing this document be enough? Will the United States Senate saying, no, we don't want to seat him, even though he meets all of the specific qualifications, will that be enough?
It's the Blagojevich protocol. Does this take the wind out of the sails of the impeachment? I mean, is suddenly impeachment on a back burner?
No, I think it's actually just the opposite. I think that you are going to see impeachment, not that it's been slowed in any way, but they're taking their time. They say that they're making efforts to be deliberate and to be fair, to give Blagojevich a chance that I don't think he has at all. But nonetheless, they're trying to kind of at least make that attempt or at least publicly show that they're being careful here.
Well, before
I think
we go,
that, however, they're going to hurry.
Yeah, well, before we go, Amanda, let's see if Roland Burris is going to get much of a chance here. This came up at the news conference yesterday.
Your law firm, your lobbying firm, you yourself personally have contributed well over, I believe it's $14,000.
Is it that much?
Blagojevich, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money for us.
Did that play a role in your appointment, and should we suspect that it might?
Perhaps how much did you say? $14,000? Well, I got to check my records, because I didn't think it was that much. We didn't have that much money to give to the governor.
There is Roland Burris answering charges that he gave money to the governor. And, of course, in the context of the accusations against Rod Blagojevich, all that is really inflammatory stuff. Do you think Burris is going to get a chance here, Amanda?
You know, I think that no matter what Burr says. On top of that, I mean, some calculations, mine in fact have said $20,000 is the contributions that he's made to Rod Blagojevich. He's also, his firm has gotten some no-bid state contracts. And so there's that suspicion. But I think even outside of that, on its face, there is just so much anger right now, resentment with Rod Blagojevich, and questions about Roland Burris's judgment for accepting this appointment. I mean, there have been other individuals. Another Illinois congressman, Danny Davis, says he turned down this seat when it was offered to him just last week because he thought, no, there's way too much suspicion hanging over this. I wouldn't be able to be effective as a senator because the whole question would be about why I was appointed and was this okay? And so there's questions about Burris's judgment, no matter what he did in his past. Why on earth would you walk into this and accept an appointment? And some have said this is an embrace of Governor Blagojevich by agreeing to do this with him.
You got a feel for Roland Burris there. I mean, I covered him back in the 80s when I was based in Chicago for NPR. And, you know, this is his only chance. I mean, I sort of understand why he said yes on this, but you're right. There's no clear path forward. Amanda Vinicky, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Amanda Vinicky, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. She spoke with us from WUIS in Springfield. Well, there we go. The full-scale Blagojevich protocol.
I got two words for you. Pandora's box.
Oh, yeah. It's Pandora's trunk.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.